Well, today's reading, the letter that we read and the gospel, and do you guys know what the gospels are always about? They're in the Bible, but the gospels are always about somebody's life. Whose? Jesus's life. So the gospels are about Jesus's life, and then all the letters that we read All the rest that we read from the New Testament is about how the early people who believed in Jesus got along, or sometimes they didn't get along. Yeah, Uzo? No, the Gospels are not in the Old Testament. They're in the New Testament. Yep. The Old Testament is before Jesus was born, and the New Testament is about Jesus' life and all his early followers. And the reading today is about being Jesus' friend. So I want you guys to think about someone you think is a really good friend. And I want you to think about what is one of the things you do with that really good friend. Okay? I go for a walk a couple times a week with one of my really good friends in the morning. What do you guys do? You all have good friends, I know. Yeah, Uzo, what do? You talk with your friend? What about you guys? What do you do with your friends at school when you see them before school, when you're lining up? Are you quiet? No. What do? You talk to them, right? You talk to your friends. How many of you guys have your friends over to come play? Yeah. How many of you guys are on the same sports team with a friend? Yep. How many of you get sleepovers with a friend? Nobody? Yeah, sometimes. It depends. You can lose that privilege like that, huh? So you spend time, you play with, you talk with. Jesus wants us to be friends with him. So how can you be Jesus' friend? He already has picked you as his friend, but how can you be his friend back? Yeah, Uzzah? You can talk to Jesus. What's another word for talking to Jesus? Praying. What else can you do with Jesus? Yeah, Tibetchi? You can tell other people. Like you say to when you're at school, let's play with that person because she or he's nice. You can tell your friends about Jesus. Somebody else? Can you play soccer with Jesus? Not... when you're playing soccer, you could be having a conversation with Jesus and praying for the people that are hurt or kind of sad or lonely. Yes, Uzzah?
And you can play with him in your dreams.
In your dreams, you can think about Jesus or playing with Jesus. Perfect. So Jesus has already picked you all as friends. Like it or not, he already has. You're not even involved in it. Jesus already loves you as a friend. So you guys get to think about what you can do to be closer to Jesus, okay? So let's say our prayer, and then we'll have you guys go off to Sunday school. So come on around here. Let's get close. Like the pack of friends we are. Are you guys going off to Sunday school? Will you take those and give them to the teacher? Thank you. All right. Closer. Who feels like saying the prayer? You do. All right. About Jesus being our friend or something.
Dear God, please let us bond with Jesus as our friend just as much as we can bond with other people that aren't Jesus, like our people, our friends at school, at work, and let us know that we love him as much as he loves us. Amen.
What do we say? Amen. Uzzah, that was a wonderful prayer. Thank you. All right, see you guys later. Go have fun at Sunday school.